Well, hello, everybody listening to this podcast today. We have the pleasure of having Chris Quintana, financial strategist and estate planner, and one of our newest affiliates. Chris is founder and CEO of CQ Consulting Services in Atlanta and nationwide. She's the founder of Financially Sassy Women's Club and a best-selling author. So good afternoon, Chris.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for spending time today. And I've got a lot of questions to ask you for, I guess, you know, looking at your credentials and what you've accomplished. You've kind of taken the financial world by storm with all the, you know, with your group, your online groups, your book. And what would you like to talk? We'd like to talk about your book first, because I think that is, and it's on Amazon. You can get it on Amazon or you can get it on Chris's website.
Yeah, and sure.
And let's talk about that book a little bit, because that's The Less You Know, The More They Make. Boy, if that isn't a great quote, because it's so true all the time. So talk to me a little bit about the book and what got you to write it. What does it tell people?
Well, the reason why I decided to write the book is because I wanted people to know, I wanted the readers to know what the banks and the government doesn't really want them to know about. You know, I believe that our financial system and our government, you know, the feds, they're I know the government and the feds aren't the same, but the whole system is rigged against the average American. And I believe that's why we're not taught financial education really in school. It's not mandated. And so I wanted to get a light a fire under them and make them want to know more. Open up their eyes.
That's great, because you're right that kids aren't taught, and I was never taught. Nobody's really taught about finances in school unless you go into college and you take a finance course.
You know, right.
I was just talking to a gentleman, in fact, before we got on, that he was talking about, he just couldn't figure out why there was all these gains in the stock market. And he looked at his 401k and it was gaining only about 2% a year, and it just befuddled him. So he started taking finance courses and things like that, realized he had to self-direct things himself. So it's right. A book like this is well worth the cost. Where can you get it? Is it on Amazon?
You can get it on Amazon, and you can also, you can order the book, the Kindle version, yeah, or the paperback on Amazon, or if you want to, you can go straight to my website, CQ Consulting Services, and you can buy the book there, and it doesn't go through Amazon. But okay.
Do you get an autographed copy if they order through you?
Oh, sure. Just okay. if they want one, they gotta let me know if they want my autograph, because not everybody wants my autograph. Okay. Really, the biggest thing is I just really wanted to open people's eyes and see that we've been set. There's traps that have been set up, and if we don't know about them, majority of people are falling into them every single day.
Can you name one trap? I don't want you to give away the whole book. But
one trap
that you see people fall into.
Well, you know what? I wrote
on the spot, because this wasn't on our questions.
I know. So. But there is a whole section in the book. It's called The Enemies of Wealth. And it talks about how our mindset, one of the traps, I mean, our mindset is because of the way we've been taught and how, what we've heard and what we've learned through you know, our families not knowing about money. And then there's also like taxes. We pay more taxes as an employee than we do as a business owner. That to me is a trap in itself. The 401k, I believe is another trap in the sense, I mean, I have a whole chapter on that. There's a lot of things. Interest, you know, people don't understand how the banks pay them nothing to hold their money, yet they turn around and loan them, give them a credit card, give them some fake money, and then they charge them for the fake money. There's so many traps. And I actually am doing a whole series, an educational series on this called The Less You Know, The More They Make series, where I break down each one of the different traps. I mean, there's so many of them. It would take me forever, but.
Okay. Well, that's you hit us with the one. I don't want you to give away your whole book on there. So just kind of whet our appetite a little bit to see what we can get when we buy it. So I'm sure everybody's kind of the Amazon or your website just spinning right now with people that are going to order it. But well, tell me a little bit about yourself and CQ Consulting Services. What sort of
So CQ Consulting Services is a, I designed this company to offer the same things that I wanted as a person trying to learn about finances. I wanted somebody to show me how to save money in taxes because I knew that they're wealthy people weren't hardly paying any taxes and it must be legal. And I just wanted to learn the legal way. So I have created a company that I've teamed up with companies, different companies and different professionals that are tax strategists, that are CPAs, that are attorneys that know how to set up estate plans, because there's so many ways that we can protect ourselves. Not, and I'm not just talking about when people think of protection, they think just life insurance. And it's not the only, life insurance is very important. However, it's not the only way of protecting yourself. And so our advisors are all about helping you keep more of your money. Whether one of the first things we do is we go in and we find your money leaks. We find a lot of people are paying way more taxes than they need to. They're paying a lot more fees than they need to. And there are more leaks than you can even imagine. The way you're paying your house, the way you pay your, the way you pay your bills, the way you're planning for retirement. And so we do that, help you keep more of your money. Then we also help you create more money, help you create more cash flow so that you can live more now, not just in the future.
Okay.
Does that tell you?
It does. It does. And you know how, and you deal with people nationwide, correct?
I do. I have clients in not quite 50 states, but yes, I work with anybody, wherever they're from. Anybody that wants to learn what they don't want us to know about, I am here.
Okay. And now, and that's kind of how, is it your Financially Savvy Women's Group that start out like that? And that's nationwide too, correct? Financially Sassy Women's Club. There we go.
Yes, it is Sassy Women's Club. But you know what? That's a funny story, because it was Financially Savvy Women's Club. And then when it started like gaining momentum, people started asking about it and wanting to start they asked me if I had a franchise. You want, and I talked to my attorney and she's like, well, we need to get this name. We need to get it registered. So we went to register it and we found out that somebody owned the name already, Financially Savvy Women's Club. And so we're like, she goes, so I tried to call the person to see if I could buy it and they wouldn't sell it to me. But right after that, it was trademarked. It wasn't registered, but right after that it went, they registered it. So my attorney was like, well, we need to change the name, but so many people already knew of FSWC. So we decided, I got together with some of the ladies in my local chapter and they were like, Chris, Sassy, you're very sassy. You should just call it Financially Sassy Women's Club. And at first I was absolutely not, I like sassy, but it didn't sound very professional. And I was, I wanted to be professional, but now the women love it. Financially, well,
in today's age, Chris, that is just a perfect name. You know, in today's age that it is, we are, I think professional has taken on a different tone, and somebody can be sassy and yet professional. So I commend you for making that pivot.
Well, thank you.
On there. And
I definitely like to do things outside of the box. And
now, is it nationwide? Is it online?
Yeah. The I used to have like groups in about six states that met in person, but now we just do it. I do everything online, and I have a group online it's Facebook group. It's a Facebook group, and now mostly I just go on there and give like tips and tricks and like try to get people to think about different concepts when it comes to our money, because you know, there's three ways that we're taught, you know, are legitimate places to put our money. And that is in our home, in real estate, in the bank, or in the stock market. And there, if I can help open their eyes and let people see that there's so many other ways, those are exactly where the financial industry wants us to have our money. They want us to have our money in all of those places. And our government, you know, it's, if we have our money in the 401k that really helps the government, it helps us, but it was really designed for people that had a lot of money. It was designed to help them not have to pay so much in taxes. So it was like a loophole for them. And then all of a sudden they decided that we're going to stop paying for pensions and let's just put this on our employees. And then they use the 401k and it really is not a good idea. It's better to pay our taxes now than it is to pay them later, because taxes are on sale right now.
I like that. Taxes are on sale. That's a good keyword, Dave. Now I have a new blog. Can I steal that from you?
Sure. I mean, I think they're on sale now because if you see, I mean, they're printing money like crazy. The debt calculator online is just, it's insane. And the only way that we're even going to be able to touch any of that, I mean, I don't even know if we can. Our financial system could implode on itself the way it's working. And it's kind of a scary thing unless you are open to learning other ways. So you don't want to fail with our financial system.
Well, I mean, one thing I want to commend you, because being a financial planner, a lot of financial planners stick with the tried and true stuff. And we have a whole network around the country of planners, though, that eschew to the tried and true and do alternative investments to take their clients' best interest at heart. And you're one of them, you know, so, you know, and I know by the questions you've asked and what you've done with your clients that you've sent to us that, you know, you're looking out for their best interest before your own. So it's something that, you know, being very open-minded in your profession is a rarity. I'm going to probably get in trouble. I'm going to get some emails from this saying, but it is. And so congratulations on where you're going with this. On what question, what got you interested in the financial service industry?
Oh, well, that is a whole nother. I never thought I was going to be working in the financial service industry. I was taken advantage of by a financial planner or a financial advisor. And after that happened, I said, I will never let anybody ever touch my money again. I will take care of it myself. But I also knew that I didn't know everything. I knew about real estate, and that's where most of my money was, in real estate. But I don't like to have all my money in one basket, right? I mean, I knew that I needed some diversification. But after that happened, I started learning. And then the more I learned, the more my eyes were opened to what was available out there to people that are open-minded. And I realized that it's exactly opposite of what we've been taught. And it's funny, it's not even that we were taught, it's sort of like brainwashed. You know, there are certain things that we're taught, you know, go to school, get a job. That means become an employee. We need to have lots of employees to pay a lot of taxes, because employees pay more taxes than anybody else. And we weren't taught about being an entrepreneur. We weren't taught about investing, really, unless it's typical investments. You know what I'm saying? The stock market, it just feels like a matrix. And I just wanted to, I wanted out of it. And the more I learned, I couldn't keep it to myself. I had to share it with my friends. I wasn't in the field yet, but I realized when I found a financial advisor that really thought outside of the box and really wanted to help other women be able to create financial freedom, that I wanted to, she told me I needed to I needed to get my licenses. And I was just like, no, I don't want to get my licenses. I'm good right now. And the more she taught me, and then when she told me all I had to do was get my licenses, I thought, well, I'll learn. She said, I'll be your mentor. But as I was learning and taking these tests, and I realized that there was a lot of things that they make harder than it needs to be. It's a lot of jargon. It's a whole nother language, and they do it on purpose. And it really made me angry. It was just like, oh my God. I mean, this is so, I felt like it was so on purpose to keep people down. And I didn't like that.
Well, it kind of is. And that's a great thing to point out, because a lot of times that they make it harder than it is. And the financial industry, well, any industry does it. They don't want somebody to learn. That's a very easy thing. You know, it could be a very easy thing to find a loan if you find it with the right person, and or to pay your bills on time. And how do you get your credit score up? But they don't want you to know how easy it is. And because then you won't pay the fees in order to have it done.
Right.
And, you know, especially with investing.
Well, with investing, and also with like you were talking about the fees, like with credit cards, if we don't teach people how credit really works, and people get behind, it's a very vicious cycle, because they give you a credit card right when you get to college. You know, they're the first people there to hand out the cards, because they want you to get in debt right away.
Right.
And then they tell you only have to pay $20. So then you end up maxing out the cards. And then the cards are maxed. Now you're messing up your credit. So instantly you're messing up your credit. And now you go to buy a car or anything you buy, guess the interest is going to be higher. So it's like, to me, it's just a setup. And I want to be a warning. I actually, when I was studying and doing this stuff, I was just like, oh my goodness, I have to, I wanted to be like a whistleblower on the financial industry. And people are like, you're crazy. I can't believe you want to do it. And that bull, do you know the bull that they have on Wall Street?
Oh, sure. With the little girl looking at it.
And the little girl's like, I feel, and I know that's not exactly what it means, but to me, when I see it, I envision myself like I'm just a little girl standing up to this great big industry. Like, you are not going to screw me anymore. And anybody that listens to me is not going to be screwed, you know, because I want them to know, I'm going to tell them your secrets.
Yeah. See, that's the sassiness coming out right there. So, there, right.
Yeah. So,
you know, is that when you talk about financial literacy? You know, you talk a lot about that and the different things I've read of yours. Is that what you're talking about, is knowing this sort of thing, knowing interest, knowing how to use credit cards, knowing how to use,
yeah, you know, I mean,
your tax savings?
If we understand just even some of the simplest things like the interest, I mean, how much money could we save if we understood that? If we understood, I mean, the rule of 72 is like the simplest thing, simplest formula, but so many people have never even heard of it. And it's like, if they did understand it, they would understand why they definitely don't want to keep their money sitting in the bank, because the bank doesn't even pay them enough for inflation. So they're actually losing money. And to me, that's one of the simplest ones. And then also to learn how, because they didn't teach us this one little formula, Albert Einstein says, whoever knows it is going to earn it. Whoever doesn't know it is going to pay it. And so that's exactly what's happening. And that's exactly why we don't know about it. And that's exactly why they're making a lot of money. And so I'm like, I want to learn how to make money like that. I want to be, that's who I want to be. I want to make money like the banks.
Okay. Well, cool. I had thought that's the direction when you said financial literacy, you're going with it, but that's exactly how I picture it.
Well, you know, there's one other thing. Whenever it comes to financial IQ, your mind just opens up to what's available to you out there. Also, it's like, I have a presentation that I give and I show people. So these are the three legitimate places that you can put your money. Like, this is where financial advisors will tell you, and this is where most people have grown up and believe that are the best places to put your money. But when you increase your IQ by learning about other ways to make money, oh my goodness, in my presentation, it just has all of these opportunities. Like, and it's really not, some people tell me I'm lucky and I'm like, no, it's not about luck. It's about, you know, being prepared. It's when preparation meets opportunity.
Yeah.
And I want to help my clients just be prepared so that they can, because there's opportunities everywhere.
Oh, I mean, every place you look around, there's opportunities if you see them.
And right now, because of the way the industry, the not the industry, but the way our economy is right now, people are scared. Or I believe the feds are pumping up this, our stock market. And, you know, I believe that there's going to be a rude awakening here pretty soon. I don't know when it's going to happen. None of us do exactly. Maybe right. They do. Maybe they know when they're going to pull their money. But for the rest of the people that have their money sitting in there and riding the wave up, because everybody's making money right now.
Well, it was interesting. I don't know whether you read anything about GameStop and what happened in that situation where the hedge funds were driving down the stock price to cover their shorts. And this one guy, if I kind of figures it out, the smart kid on Reddit, and gets everybody started buying it up. And all of a sudden now, I forget what some of these hedge funds, they lost billions of these hedge funds on that. But they got caught. They got caught. Nobody's really saying anything about that, that they're going to be indicted or doing anything wrong. They got caught driving the stock prices down. So they were going to make money covering their shorts. Yeah. And it's I thought it was a really interesting lesson.
Perfect example of our rigged
system. Yeah. You know, that's a, now did your client, do you have a typical client you work with, or is it all over the map? Well,
you know what? I typically work with women, professionals that have done well for themselves. They've pretty much tried to do everything that they think they're supposed to do. You know, like those three places to put their money. They have a good savings. They have, you know, they've done well for themselves. However, they realize that they're not maximizing what they already have, and they've been taught that it's more difficult than it needs to be. So basically I help them set up systems so that it's working in the background and they don't have to worry about their money. Okay. We systemize their wealth.
Okay.
We automate it.
Now, do you control their money, or you leave them in control and just give them ideas? Because financial planners, they manage a person's money. Others are
To educate. I'm about education. I want people to see these are some options that you have. I want them to be able to choose, and then I want them to understand why they want that particular, because there's always people that are going to come in and tell somebody that you might be telling them about that's a scam. And you know what? There are a lot of things out there that are scams. And it really depends on who you're dealing with and who you're talking to. But one of the reasons why I met with you is because of the checkbook IRA and learning ways to actually be able to use. That's one of the things we do, is help our clients use the tax code to, you know, increase their wealth, basically. And I feel with what you have, and I had never actually done much with the solo 401k, which is another, you know, a great opportunity for my clients, you know, and yeah, it's just, I don't actually hold on to their money. I don't actually put it in anywhere. I just bring the opportunities to them and show them what's available.
Because so they're in control. They're in control.
I think that those fees that they pay to have a financial advisor take care of their money is, that's a lot of money that you could be going towards your own future.
Well, and that's what happens. I think when you brought up the solo 401k, I think it's a great example, because just about any entrepreneur that qualifies for a solo or for a SEP qualifies for a solo 401k. And only you see people selling SEPs left and right. And I don't know if it's because the financial advisor doesn't know about the solo K, or their company is saying, sell them a SEP, get them into a SEP so they can, you know, control the money.
Mm-hmm.
And
that was the other thing that got me, was I realized that as an advisor, I could give myself a raise at any time I wanted, whether it was good for my client or not. And I really, that really upset me, because it's like, it shouldn't have, but I'm not driven by money. Money, I mean, I just like to be able to help people enjoy some of the freedoms that I've been able to enjoy, and not trying to rip people off. I realize how much money there's out there. You don't have to rip people off. Help people out.
Well, a wise old gentleman told me once, if you help people get what they want, you'll get what you want.
And who was that, Mr. Roan?
No, that was actually a gentleman by the name of Dar Reedy, who hired me in the real estate industry years and years ago. And he, you know, managing people and building people up, he says, help them get what they want and you'll get everything you want. And it's, one book I just read, it's Think Like a Monk. And it was really, my son recommended it to me. And I thought, okay, here we're gonna go. You know, I'll probably fall asleep after a minute or two. But it was a phenomenal read. It was a phenomenal read, but it talked about how helping other people get things, what they want, have them hit their goals, gives you satisfaction and builds up anything you ever want to accomplish in life.
Well, you know, that is, I mean, I try to live by that, because the more people you help, the more, you know, the more clients I get, because I like to have happy clients. And when they're happy, they bring me more clients. And it's just it's a nice cycle. It's not a vicious cycle. It's a good cycle to have.
Right. Now, we've talked about a lot so far today. What's the best piece of advice you give your clients? Is there one best piece of advice that?
Well, I think the best.
Other than using you?
The biggest piece of advice, I think, is increasing their financial IQ. And I know that sounds so like cliche or whatever, but it's like, just open your mind. Don't be closed-minded and learn what is available to you. And if you don't like reading, if you don't find somebody that you like their lifestyle, or that, you know, that you connect with, that you trust, because I just feel like sometimes it's not what you know, it's who you know. That's one thing. And the other thing is just learn the things. I mean, just learning one or two things, concepts, financial concepts, can change your world. I mean, in just so many, like I mentioned, the rule of 72, that is the simplest thing. But if you learn it, you can flip the script on it.
Right.
Stop. Stop the madness.
Well, and that's what I think the rule of 72, when people right now, they realize they put in the bank, it's going to be 72 years before they get any return, before they get anything, if they ever get anything on it. There's no way to get to that. But that's it's a very simple formula.
Well, I have a lot of opportunities available to my clients, and it's interesting because we are so brainwashed into believing that we can, if somebody tells you that you can make a certain amount on your money, and it's not average, it's not what everybody else is doing, then it must be a scam. And you know what, honestly, I think that is, you know, sometimes when it is too good to be true, it probably isn't true. Wait, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If it's too good to be true, then it's probably not a good thing. But it is perspective also. And this is what I mean about financial IQ, because if you realize how much money the people that have money are making on their money, it changes the whole, you know, your whole thing. I have an opportunity that I share with my clients, and it gives them 10% on their money. It's just a three month, 90-day contract.
That's 10% per quarter, correct?
It is, if you look at it that way. But yeah. And it's only a three-month contract. So you can take all your money out and your interest out in 3 months. Totally open. I mean, it's not one of those opportunities that's unlimited though. I mean, because we can only raise so much capital, because we don't want to be like Mr. Bernie. Yeah. No Bernie, you know, it's like you have to stop. You can only bring in so much capital. And then, but anyways, it's 3 months. You can take your rent money out, or you can just take the interest. So I have a lot of clients that put their money in and then they just re-sign the contract every 3 months. And they take
interest on interest, right?
Yeah, they just get the interest. So I have a couple clients that have $100,000 in, and so they make $10,000 every 3 months. Or they put in $200,000 and they're making $20,000 every 3 months, which is a full-time job for a lot of people. And guess what they talk, remember they what they talk about taxes? I mean, as long as capital gains taxes doesn't go crazy, I mean, you pay more in income taxes than you do for capital gains. So that, think about that, $40,000 in a year.
Well, if they have it in a Roth too, then they can don't pay any
taxes. No taxes at all. And right. So it's just being smart. So that's my number one suggestion is, you know, increasing your own IQ. Get my book if you want to learn. Some of the things that they'll learn is how to flip the script on the financial industry. You know, if you are tired of being taken advantage of, or you don't even realize you're being taken advantage of, read the book and find out how you, I mean, it's a simple, super easy book. It's 100 pages. I think it's 100 pages, 113 pages.
Okay.
Mother's
Day is coming up, so you know, I could buy it for their wives and to run the finances for their daughters, you know, for themselves.
I tell them the truth about the 401k. I talk to them about some strategies that I personally use, and I just wanted to make, actually I made a much larger book, but my editor was like, Chris, you can make like 5 books out of this book. So you need to like one? Yeah, she's like, you need to take some of this stuff out and kind of, you know, make it a shorter read and just get people interested in, and I think that that's what it'll do is hopefully just get, put a fire under somebody and make them ask some questions, or don't believe everything they've been taught about money.
Well, now here's a magic question. How can somebody get a hold of you if they've listened to this and they say, boy, I want to talk to her more. I want to enlist your services. What's the best way to get a hold of you?
You can go to cqconsultingservices.com. On the very first page, it says get started. And you can click on there and it takes you right to my calendar.
Okay.
Or you can find me on Facebook, or you can come see me in my group, Financially Sassy Women's Club.
And is that a closed group? Do you have to apply to get in, or can anybody?
Yeah.
Get in
there? Yes. And it's fswclub.com.
Well, yeah. I really thank you for your time today. I really thank you. And also too, they can get a hold of us at Checkbook IRA, and we'd be happy to refer people back to Chris. You know, if you lose this and you're driving your car listening to this, you know, feel free just to peter@checkbookira.com. I'd be happy to give you Chris's information. But thank you so much today for sharing this. And
thank you for having me.
I think you probably brought out a lot of, a lot of questions to people are starting to think about. And you've actually, you know, I'm very impressed that, you know, you have an opinion, you back it up. So thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.